Crisp Morning Update, Thursday, May the 11th. The former Chinese Vice Premier Chen Qichen died of illness in Beijing at 10:06 p.m. local time on Tuesday, according to Xinhua News Agency. As an outstanding leader in China's diplomacy, Chen served as the country's foreign minister from 1988 to 1998. During his 10-year tenure, he made visits to over 100 countries.And a stunning move that took Washington by surprise, the President Donald Trump fired FBI Director James Comey on Tuesday over his handling of the investigations into Hillary Clinton's emails. The President has accepted the recommendation of the Attorney General and the Deputy Attorney General regarding the dismissal of the Director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, White House spokesman Sean Spicer told reporters late Tuesday afternoon.Early in the day, the FBI clarified comments on Comey made it to the Senate panel last week, in which he wrongly said hundreds and thousands of Clinton emails, many of them classified, were forwarded by top Clinton aide Yuma Abedin to the personal computers of her husband, former Republican Anthony Weiner. In fact, only a handful of emails were forwarded, and only two contained classified material. Comey has been under fire since last year after announcing that the investigation into Clinton's emails had been reopened just days before the presidential election, while not disclosing until later a probe into ties between Donald Trump's campaign team and Russian intelligence agents. The FBI's reputation and credibility have suffered substantial damage, and it has affected the entire Department of Justice,Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein said on Tuesday in a statement, I cannot defend the director's handling of the conclusions of the investigation of Secretary Clinton's emails, and I do not understand his refusal to accept the nearly universal judgment that he was mistaken. Almost everyone agrees that the director made serious mistakes. It is one of the few issues that unites people of the diverse perspectives.The Indian movie Dangal starring Amir Khan has become the highest-grossing Indian movie in China, making more than 100 million yuan. In 4 days since release, Amir Khan plays a father who taught wrestling to his two daughters. One of them became India's first female wrestler to win gold at the 2010 Commonwealth Games, and the other won the silver.The Bollywood superstar said the movie challenges gender discrimination in the country as a true story of a man living in North Korea in a very small village, very conservative society, and how he does not discriminate between a girl child and a boy child. Han is best known in China for his appearance in 2009 comedy Three Idiots. He is the symbol of Indian films for Chinese people.Thousands of Weibo users are discussing Dangal, especially the acting of Han, making him once again a viral topic online. The film is rated 9.2 out of 10 by movie watchers on Douban, a well-established film review website in China.And then we turn back to Nasdaq. Nvidia Corp has become a gaming company for as long as it has existed, with almost all of its revenue tied to the hardware that makes video games come alive. The company's massive market rise in the past year and a half, though, has been a bet that Nvidia has moved beyond that core business and find success elsewhere through its artificial intelligence efforts. With Tuesday's earnings reports, the company showed that it is already able to supplement any weakness in its core business with its new efforts, sending the stock on another joyride.NVIDIA's gaming business produces less revenue than expected in the first quarter of this 2018 fiscal year, producing $1.03 billion in gaming sales against an average forecast of $1.13 billion. However, the company's data center business enjoyed a massive bump as cloud service providers and other companies looked to increase their computing power with chipsets for servers that have advanced deep learning technology.NVIDIA reported more than $400 million in quarterly revenue for a data center business, which is more revenue than the companies collected in that segment for the entire 2016 fiscal year. Along with slightly better than expected performance from the segment that focused on self-driving cars and other automotive efforts, NVIDIA's AI rise made up for a miss in gaming and pushed NVIDIA to a slight sales beat and strong profits. NVIDIA credited its strong server efforts to adoption by the world's largest cloud service providers and web companies, especially mentioning customers like Amazon.com, Amazon's Web Services, Alphabet Inc.'s Google, International Business Machine Group Corp., Microsoft Corp., Facebook, Alibaba Group, and Baidu Incorporated. And that's all for today, and stay tuned for update on Friday.